Recording 1, Family in Society. Speaker A, Olivia.
I started nursery when I was 4 years old. My mum would drop me off on her way to work in the morning and pick me up in the afternoon every day. The beginnings were very difficult for both of us. In the nursery, everything was new and strange, and I found it difficult to adjust to the new people and surroundings. I would cry and cling to my mother every time she handed me over to the teacher. After a while, I would calm down and spend a day playing with my mates. One day, in addition to the regular crying, I also threw a tantrum at the drop-off. So my mother asked my uncle to come and check whether I was doing fine without me noticing him. However, I caught a glimpse of him as he was leaving the playroom and I started to cry. It was my second cry that day.
Speaker B, Edgar. I'm an enthusiastic traveller with a special interest in Australasia. And as you might imagine, my childhood memory is also connected to travelling. I clearly remember my first holiday by the sea. Me and my sister were all excited when our parents announced that we were going to spend the summer by the sea. We decided to take the train to our holiday destination. The journey lasted one whole day, and I remember how fascinated I was by the double-deck sleeping cars and the dining car where we had breakfast and dinner. I was amazed by the countryside of the countries we crossed and stunned by the turquoise colour of the immense sea. I believe it was a decisive moment which made me want to see more and more amazing places. Speaker C, Tiffany.
I was born to a single mother, and because of our difficult financial situation, she had to move back with her parents. It was the best thing that could have happened to me. I grew up in a loving family, nurtured by my grandparents and great-grandmother. Their wisdom and knowledge taught me to value my family and my friends and have mutual respect for people around me. They taught me to work hard and, in spite of facing difficulties, to never give up. My grandparents and great-grandmother have already died, but I consider myself extremely lucky that I could spend part of my life with these wonderful people.
Speaker D, Edward. I remember the time when my little brother was born. My father stayed at home looking after me while my mother was in hospital. I gave my father a hard time because I missed her so much. He had to keep me occupied all day long, otherwise I would start crying any time during the day. And it was even worse before going to sleep when my father was reading a bedtime story. And then finally, my mother came home with my little brother. I was disappointed about how small he was, and I couldn't understand why he was constantly sleeping. I nagged my mother about when I could play with him, and every time my mother told me to be patient. Today, he is not only my brother, but my best friend as well. I am grateful for having him. Speaker E, Everett. I can remember the first day at school. Dressed up for the special occasion, my mother took me to the classroom. All of the seats were already taken by children who were sitting in pairs at desks that were arranged formally in orderly rows. One boy was sitting alone at a desk towards the rear of the classroom. The teacher had me sit next to him. He didn't talk to me and didn't want to share his colour pencils with me. At the end of the day, I decided I didn't like it there and never wanted to go back. But obviously, I had to. And when it comes to the boy sitting next to me, we became best friends and were sharing a desk till we finished school.